Welcome back to Wild Child Records. We're here with two veterans, Vince and Dan. And what we're going to do now is we're going to break into song a little bit. Vince is going to play one of his songs, and Dan, and then we're going to talk a little Legion, and we're going to talk a little about joining in the positivities in the military. So, Vince, if you want to go ahead, we'll just sit back and we'll
okay.
Listen.
This is a song that's kind of on the go right now. I'm learning production, so to record, and so you're going over and over again. So it's called My Town is a Coal Mining Town. It's kind of a celebration of those mines in Nova Scotia that are no longer there and the miners that work the mines. So,
perfect.
My town is a coal mining town. Lamp cabin filled with coal miners' gear, waiting for those who go down with hidden fear. Young boys, gray-bearded men, family at home, Sunday suit, hairbrushed with a fine-tooth comb. Train hitched, coal cars, wheels greased, ready to go deep into the timber's creek. Prayer said, head left, turn on. Coal cars connected, we live arm in arm. Did you know? Hats off to those miners going underground. Warm hands tattooed with black coal dust. Memories of you, life can't be so unjust. Coal dust and explosion. Bodies everywhere, lifeless men, hurting flesh, hell such despair. Mother help me, a boy's last breath empty. News through the wire, he never thought he'd be on TV. Gregor team rushing down slow. 1,000 feet, floundered in carbon and thick black smoke. Darkness below, no souls to save. Only the dead, sleeping in a black wall grave. Memories of you, life could be so unjust. My town is a cold. Memories of you, life can be so unjust.
Wow. You didn't steal that from Gordon Lightfoot, did you?
I was thinking, Jesus, that sounds like a Gordon Lightfoot song.
It does.
I used to take his albums from the library when I was a kid in Spring Hill and take them home, play them on my old LP, Gordon Lightfoot and Burton Cummings.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So Gordon Lightfoot, 100%.
Oh, right
inspiration.
There.
You're right.
Yeah, Burton Cummings is one of my inspirations as well.
Is he? I love Burton.
Sounding bold. Yeah, like Gordon Burton right there. They
yeah. Oh, right. So is that right?
Wow.
I don't know because I just play it, but I know that comes through, but it's just... it's kind of interesting
no.
for the feedback because it's pretty neat. Like, I could never,
That was great song.
Now, the coal town, is that in Spring Hill or is that?
This is all coal mines in Spring Hill. I did this one for, I did another one just for Spring Hill. But, there's some of that closed that have different stories and different people.
Wasn't there a coal mine disaster or was that in Cape Breton?
Yeah, the Stellarton had a coal mine disaster. That might have been the last one, I think. Or remember, yeah, that was probably back in the 80s, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Towards the 88, yeah. Somewhere around there, yeah. Spring Hill is closed. They tried to open for strip mining, but it's just too dangerous. I mean, you're going down 15,000 feet. I think almost 500 miners died in Spring Hill just alone. So it's the stories you get from the coal miners. You know, I have friends at the coal miners, and I work where they used to have the coal mines. It's just really, it's haunting, yet really interesting, and to be proud to be from the coal mining town.
Yeah.
Now, there's a famous singer from Spring Hill.
Anne Murray. Yeah.
Anne Murray.
Yeah. I used to drive her mom in the taxi cab.
No.
Yes, I did.
Is that right?
I wrote a song about it, too. It's called Marion and in My Rearview Mirror. What would happen would Anne's mother, she lived in the house, top of the hill, the yellow house, and I'd pick up her and the three other ladies and take them to, I think it was cards or something like that.
Yeah.
And what they do, I mean, the taxi was about $3, and they'd split the fare, so each of them would pay $1, and they'd go. And because she's so old school, that's just what they did.
Yeah.
And go and pick them up, bring them home. And I did it so many times, and just, you know, drive by her house and see Annie's pictures in the window.
Wow.
It's just a real inspiration. Her sister-in-law is my French teacher, so I've had some connections to some of the family and that, but nothing real personal.
What a voice, Anne Murray.
Oh, incredible, yeah. Oh, her museum's open in Spring Hill right now, so you can go and visit. And
maybe the best female. Well, if you're, you know, Canadians, Gordon Lightfoot,
yes.
Anne Murray.
Burton Cummings, Canadian.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and if you're looking like for the signature people, yes. Burton, of course, right? Yeah. But probably Gordon and Anne would say. Yeah, I remember watching Anne, like on stuff like the Glenn Campbell show in the 70s, and they wouldn't know who she was really because she's a Canadian.
Right.
So they'd have her up on stage with these other superstars, and she would blow them away. Yeah. Her voice would just like blow the other people away on stage. Like her voice was so powerful.
I remember the first song I heard from her was Snowbird. I think it was Snowbird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great song.
Great song. Oh, she has so many.
Here's another
songs.
One to add to the Snowbird, but my cousin is Gene McClellan. I wrote the Snowbird for.
Wow!
I had never ever met Gene, but he used to come up to the farm in the Gas Bay and visit. I guess I was really small, but yes. I know his daughter plays, and she's a folk singer in Cape Breton, but I've never met her. It's funny, you just don't meet people, but I think it's like a third cousin, I believe, is what Gene is.
Crazy.
So, you know, all those little connections and inspirations and, I guess, DNA and that, you know, comes through. And it's
world.
That's great. It's, so, Dan, what are you going to play for us?
You know what, I can't decide. I don't know if I want to do a Bob Dylan song or a song that I wrote when I was 15.
Do a Bob Dylan one. Do a Bob Dylan one.
I think it's Bob Dylan.
Do a Bob Dylan. Can't go wrong. Do a Bob.
If you guys want to harmonize, by all means, jump in.
Oh, well, maybe Vince.
Knock, knock, knock.
studio audience today, and our staff's in the background working away, so that's not a bad day, not bad for a Wednesday. Listen to some rock and roll music, some folk music, some Dixie Chick music, some line music. It's great, guys. I think what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with one of our success stories. Jake Fine, he's a graduate from our employment programs, and he's also a music lover and player, and I know he has a couple of questions for the guys. And before we get to that, I'm going to ask him a little bit about the Legion and a little bit about the positivity in the military. So stay tuned. You're watching Wild Child Records. We'll be right back.